But you have, but surely you only have a small bit of time, a fraction of a second to make a decision between strategy one, two, or three. That's very good. I mean,
for instance, in this place in Kazakhstan, I was catched three times because the former military base, the center, now is converted in jails. There are four jails, so it's full of cops, guards, and the first time I was caught with my driver. So we were in the police station, check everything, and they give the order, you have to leave, we don't want to see you again. But I didn't see all the place, so I continue. We go in this building, and after we go back, and when we go out, there was eight cops waiting for us. Cops in the roof were shooting us with photo machine. And eight guards waiting for us, saying, "My God, this is the end. I am. I will go in the jail." But with these eight cops, that's the advantage of communist country. No one takes the leadership. No one takes decision, and they were so surprised to see me here. So we put the things in the car. And we say, blah, blah, we are French, Paris, Tour Eiffel, Alain Delon, blah, 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 who are you? We give him beers a little bit, and they don't know what to do, so goodbye, we escape.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting, because the story of the Kazakhstan base is even more interesting, because not only did you get caught a couple of times, but you actually have taken, because there was a beautiful painting, one of the photographs, and that painting is now not in that base anymore, is it?
It's in my house.
It's in your house. So not only did you get caught twice, but you were able to negotiate to take the painting.
Yeah, because, you know, it's the first and only time where I see painting in the barracks. So I say it's impossible to leave this place without trying to pick up these paintings. Because you see, I show you... So this base was very important. It was one of the Soviet military base with SS-36 missiles.
Okay.
And these missiles are one of the best weapons from Soviet Union. It's a ballistic missile with 50 nuclear weapons. So if they want to destroy the United States with that, no problem. So when the Soviet collapse, the Americans give money to destroy the silos. And after the Russian left in 1994, and I arrived in this place in 2008, so for 14 years, the painting was still on the walls, and nobody touched them. And you can see on the photographs here, there was a radiator.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And here, somebody cut this part of the wall, and they take the copper from...
the pipes.
From wires.
Yes. Oh, from the wires.
Electrical cables.
Yeah.
Because they sell it to China.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the painting, they didn't touch it. It means for these people, little electrical wire is more important than this painting. For them, this painting means no value.
Yeah.